Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. President Trump is expected to focus on the economy, tax cuts, and foreign policy during tonight's State of the Union address. Carleton College political analyst Stephen Shire says the president will likely discuss immigration enforcement in general.
And talk about the deportations, the criminals gathered, etc. I'd be surprised if he goes into detail about Minnesota, because Minnesota events have not been good for the administration.
Shire says Trump is going to address affordability and bringing down costs. Minneapolis-based Sun Country Airlines is sending two planes to Puerto Vallarta today to retrieve passengers stranded after the carrier canceled flights amid civil unrest. The airline halted service in and out of the resort city following violence sparked by the killing of a cartel leader on Sunday. Delta has issued a travel advisory warning that trips in, out of, or through Puerto Vallarta and Guadalajara could be disrupted through Thursday due to the ongoing unrest. Governor Tim Walz invited victims of gun violence to the Capitol this morning for the unveiling of his gun violence prevention plan. They included 8th grader Lydia Kaiser, who was shot in the head during the mass shooting at Annunciation Catholic School.
All children have the right to live free from gun violence in schools, churches, and in our communities. Elected officials have a duty to protect us from guns. No one should have to go through what we went through at Annunciation.
Kaiser lost two classmates in the shooting and nearly 30 others were injured. And Minnesotans have made their choices and 8 new pun-packed names are set to roll onto the state's snowplow fleet. MnDOT spokeswoman Ann Meyer.
We have a lot of fun with this contest, but I think it also shows that if people are naming the plows, they're probably caring more about them and hopefully driving safely when they're out there behind the wheel, because we've got some great men and women who are working hard every single day during the winter.
Some of this year's winners include O for Fleet's Sake and Flurious George. MnDOT now has 52 named snowplows. In other headlines, the Minnesota Department of Ag is announcing 2 major food recalls. Ajinomoto Foods is pulling more than 3 million pounds of frozen chicken fried rice due to possible glass contamination, and Rosina Foods is recalling nearly 10,000 pounds of frozen meatballs over potential metal contamination. Check your freezers and discard any affected products. With millions of Minnesotans filing their taxes before the deadline, now is prime time for scammers and identity thieves to strike. State Revenue Commissioner Paul Marquardt says they'll never contact you about a refund or payment via text or email.
Over the phone, we will never ask for you to make a payment over the phone. So just be careful, protect your information.
The filing deadline for this year is April 15th. And Xcel Energy and Google are planning a new data center in Pine Island, Minnesota. Google would cover all its power costs and help fund a clean energy plan that adds 1,900 megawatts of wind, solar, and battery storage. Xcel says customers won't see higher rates, and Google expects new jobs and economic growth. The proposal now goes to the Minnesota Public Utilities Commission. This is MNN.